The journey for the collective bargaining bill began officially on Friday, February 11th. Governor Scott Walker held a press conference to unveil the plan and urge quick action.
My hope is that the legislative leaders would start acting on this early next week.
February 15th, the following Tuesday, the Joint Finance Committee convenes a public hearing. Opponents like teacher Jamie Dimony line up around the Capitol to testify.
This is a citizen's filibuster. As long as we stay here and testify, this bill can't get rammed down our throats, which is what is happening.
The Finance Committee takes testimony for 16 hours, eventually cutting off comment as protesters chant outside. February 17th, that Thursday, the full Senate is scheduled to vote. But as Republican Senate President Mike Ellis calls the roll, none of the Democrats are there.
The Senate is now under a call of the House, and we will try to find the members who decided not to show up for work today.
14 Democratic state senators have left the state, immediately becoming folk heroes to some, villains to others. Friday, February 18th, the focus turns to the state assembly. Republicans meet a few minutes early and start to vote on the budget repair bill by themselves. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca runs into the assembly chamber, furious.
Unbelievable! Unprecedented! Un-American!
Republican Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald agrees to strike the vote and sends lawmakers home for the weekend. Tuesday, February 22nd, the assembly begins its do-over. Democrats begin a three-day filibuster. On the final night, as some sleepy lawmakers begin to slur their speech, Republicans have had enough.
All in favor say aye, all opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The bill is in the Senate. The assembly is adjourned.
Democrats shout in their faces. Nobody has seen this before. On Wednesday, March 8th, Republicans call a surprise conference committee. Less than 2 hours later, they unveil a tweaked collective bargaining bill with key fiscal elements removed. Representative Barca says they're moving too fast.
This is a violation of law. This is not just a rule, it is the law. There must be.
Minutes later, the full Senate passes the bill with no debate and no Democrats present. The state assembly convenes the next day to debate this bill yet a third time, sending it to the governor's desk. Walker signs it almost immediately. Friday, March 18th. Circuit Judge Marianne Sumi issues a temporary restraining order blocking the Secretary of State from publishing the law on the grounds that legislators broke the open meetings law when they passed it.
This was something that would and did catch the public unaware.
For months, it's a waiting game until on June 6th, the Supreme Court hears oral arguments. Just a week later, a fractious court rules Sumi was out of line. The final step is mundane by comparison. Secretary of State Doug LaFollette waits 10 business days before printing notice in the Wisconsin State Journal. It was published there yesterday, meaning this morning, the governor's plan is the law of the land. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.